gratitude. You've tuned into Honey Love with the Tea, my open diary on healing the mind, body, and spirit. I'm Lady LC. I'm glad you're here. Let's navigate the things that cultivate self-love through healing our mind, clearing out the clutter, through healing the body, putting in good things, doing yourself good deeds, the spirit, healing yourself through a process of looking within, finding out who you are and why you're here, and understanding and acknowledging that the spirit runs through us. It is us. Self-love is the umbrella. The mind, the body, and the spirit are parts of that umbrella that has its subtitles and subdescriptions. So let's get into this healing journey, because it is a journey. It's a total lifestyle, and I'm ready to share, inspire, and grow together. Lady LC, gratitude. Iwa Pele. I decided to open up this episode with a soft tune from my Tibetan singing bowl. I like my little bowl. It's like 4 inches in diameter, and it's beautiful. I've gotten better at using it. I hope you can pick up the tunes and feel the vibration, even though it was only for a short amount of time. If you caught it. Iwa Pele in Yoruba is a proverb. Iwa, second word, Pele. And it means gentle character. In my studies today, I read about gentle character. In Yoruba land, gentle character is highly looked upon. It's highly considered, and it's very important, in other words. So, to have gentle character, based off of my studies and what I read, is to respect your elders, to be respected in the community, and just to have an overall gentle sense of self. That, to me, resonates. But what also resonates when I think of gentle character is what we have for ourselves versus what we display for other people. Gentle character in terms of self-love is having forgiveness over those things that you call faults, mistakes, bad things, and understanding that either you can't do what you weren't taught or seen, and you can't give what you weren't given. But also having accountability in knowing that just because we are how we are and we act like we act, we don't need to evolve or change from it. When you're having a battle, a spiritual warfare, a battle of your own mind and heart, sometimes we tend to look on the outside of us to help
lessen the beating or to numb whatever's going on or whatever we're feeling. But what we have to consider and really think about is feeling comes from the inside. So why do we seek external activity or external stimuli to soothe what's happening on the inside of us? What I've learned on my journey of healing through self-love and healing through self-discovery is we have to seek within rather than without. To seek within is searching for your whole self. So when we seek our whole self, it shall seek us. Rumi says, what you seek is seeking you. It's more beneficial to have sustainability within oneself, foundation within oneself, because the self will never leave us. We are, you are, I am. The only way that never changes to a maybe is if you rely on the external, meaning people, places, and things, to take yourself with it. It's important. It's crucial. It is vital. It is imperative to seek what you need from within you. You have all of the answers. Even if the answer isn't plain, clear cut, you have the steps. From within, when you get the answer, or you get the steps, then you go without. But you've sought counsel first, the counsel within you. Iwa Pele, gentle character. In this day and age for me, is really having self-love. In the opening of every episode on Honey Love with the Tea, you will hear me say, self-love is the umbrella. And all of the things under the umbrella are basically the aspect of the subcategories. So if self-love is the umbrella, that means that it houses everything that we need. It covers, it protects everything that we need. And since that is the case, not if that is the case, since that is the case, the self is within. That's what exudes all that vibrant energy. So you have to look in yourself to find the love that you need to heal, to guide, to soothe, to grow. Self-love is embarking on the discovery of who you are. So having gentle character is knowing that you have everything that you need. You don't have to be in haste. You don't have to be in worry. You don't have to be anxious. And you don't have to be impatient. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to suffer when you find out where your truth lies. You could begin to turn those sufferings, those things that you feel as burdens, into life. All things life are rewarding when we're walking our path in our own truths. This morning in my meditation, my intent going in was to ask to see my truths and it be revealed on what I need to do to accept those truths. And my answer came through tears, through body shakes, through images, through words, through phrases. And my meditation wasn't like normal. It wasn't like me sitting here super quiet, eyes closed, fingers up, receiving the universe's energy. It did happen as it always does in front of my mirror. But I was in and out of consciousness and I was speaking. I was releasing. I was hearing myself answer myself's questions. So here's what I wrote. My truth is in my name. Use your burdens that are not in vain. Use them as fuel to bring life. All things life are rewarding when you walk your path in your truth. Iwa pele, gentle character. Have patience. Be patient. Allow your ori to be a part of you and not a part from you. So I think on one of my episodes early on, I may have spoken about the ori or not. But in Yoruba, ori means head. And the ori is what houses our destiny. The ori is the aspect of God within us that allows us to walk within our journeys, and it guides us through these things we need to do or not to get to our destiny. In my studies of Ifa, it talks about having gentle character through these processes. And therefore, that definition of gentle character from Yoruba land that I gave, which probably comes in different definitions, people probably explain it in all different types of ways, because there's many times not one right way to explain it. That definition about respecting elders and just having, you know, an overall gentle sense of self and being respected in the community, that's respectful, that's understandable, that resonates. But based on my readings of Ifa, which is an ancient spiritual practice of West Africa, Iwa Pele, in terms of the ori and destiny, can be much, 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 much more. Suru in Yoruba is a shortened word that means patience. Gentle character and patience go together, okay? Because in order to get to our destiny, like me and many others, some of us have to really ground ourselves in patience and humility, in sacrifice, in order to actually even be on the path of getting to what we chose. I can't be running around here accepting things that I don't really want to accept, denying my own truths, allowing others to continue to impose their beliefs on me, having a lack of accountability. I can't be running around here like that. I cannot be running around here acting full-fledged from my ego, because ego does not have a part in any of this. It cannot. Because ego will keep me away from what I'm supposed to achieve. It will keep me away from what I'm supposed to achieve, and it will keep my tribe away from entering my space. And that can be from several levels of understanding. And the way it can keep my tribe away, my ego, is because my tribe resonates on a certain frequency. The people that I am supposed to meet, inspire, teach, love on, have love on me, be a part of my life, teach me, guide me, they all resonate on a certain frequency. And if I take action or not because of my ego, I will not be able to meet them on that frequency. You know the saying, real recognize real? Well, energy recognizes energy. And whatever frequency my tribe is on, I know it's of high source. And ego has no place in it. So Iwapele, gentle character, is a part of getting to the destiny. Think about it. Regardless of what your beliefs are, and all beliefs are respected, we all have a spirit. And our spirit, all that is us. I am. There is nothing that we cannot get to as long as we want to get to it. As long as we allow our ego to not be the I am, the gist is, and we learn to self-discover and self-love, we can get to what it is that we want and need to get to. All of this is a journey. It doesn't always happen overnight. And to have gentle character and to have patience, I'm learning and have been learned that those are key. If you have any questions or comments about this episode, you can leave us a message. Me, actually. A message through the Anchor app. You can also leave a review, just a written review. But the ultimate thing is that this reaches whoever it needs to reach at the time it needs to be reached and received. I'm Lady LC, and this is Honey Love with the Tea, my open diary on healing the mind, the body, and the spirit. Gratitude.